by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Nick Hornby, born in Maidenhead, England, 1957, grew up in the suburbs outside of London, loved to go to football games with his father. He later wrote, "I remember the overwhelming maleness of it all, cigar and pipe smoke, foul language. What impressed me most was just how much most of the men around me hated, really hated being there." Hornby realized that the reason they looked so miserable was that the team was in the middle of a long losing streak, but nonetheless they refused to give up on it. After college, when Hornby was in his early 30s, he was writing book reviews and music reviews. He wanted to write something bigger. He'd been writing for television. And then he got the idea to write a memoir about his obsession with football and his memories of specific matches and how they made him feel at different times in his life. The book was called Fever Pitch. It came out in 1992. It became a phenomenon in Great Britain, sold hundreds of thousands of copies, was one of the best-selling books about sport ever published. It came at a time when football fans were looked down upon by the British upper classes. But the book captured the way that people use sports teams to give their lives drama and meaning. Hornby wrote, "The natural state of the football fan is bitter disappointment no matter what the score." His next book was the novel High Fidelity, even more successful, about an obsessive record collector and record store owner who copes with failure by creating all sorts of lists, his top five favorite albums, top five TV shows, top five ex-girlfriends, and so on. It was made into a movie a few years ago. Nick Hornby's most recent novel, Long Way Down, about four people who meet on New Year's Eve when each of them climbs up to the top of a building to commit suicide. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Cynthia Ozick, born in New York City, 1928, the daughter of Jewish immigrants from Russia, both of them pharmacists. She grew up reading Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. Her first published book was Trust, came out in 1966, author of The Messiah of Stockholm and the Puttermesser Papers and many others. It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Thornton Wilder, born in Madison, Wisconsin, 1897. He grew up near a university theater where they performed Greek dramas, and his mother let him take part as a member of the chorus, which he never forgot. He got a job at the University of Chicago and started to write a series of one-act plays that used almost no scenery or props and often included an all-knowing character called the stage manager. And that led to the play for which he's best known, produced in 1938, Our Town, about the village of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, where George Gibbs and Emily Webb grow up and fall in love at the soda fountain and get married. And when Emily dies in childbirth, she gets to relive the day of her 12th birthday and realizes how little she cherished life while she was still alive. And it's the birthday of Isak Dinesen, born near Copenhagen in 1885. She and her husband moved to Kenya in the early 20s, started a coffee plantation there. They separated, and she struggled to keep it going. The plantation grew less and less profitable. Alone and unhappy, she started to write stories in the evening, fairy tales and romances, and as she was leaving Africa, she sent some of them off to a publisher, and they were published as the collection Seven Gothic Tales in 1934. It was very successful. Her American publisher wanted a new book as soon as possible, so she wrote about her experiences in Africa in Out of Africa, 1937. Isak Dinesen, Karen Blixen, who said, "All sorrows can be born if you put them into a story." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. It's All I Have to Bring Today. It's all I have to bring today, this and my heart beside, this and my heart and all the fields and all the meadows wide. Be sure you count. Should I forget, someone the sum could tell. This and my heart, and all the bees which in the clover dwell. Emily Dickinson's poem, It's All I Have to Bring Today. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.